Proclamation number 5240, dated the October 25th, 1951. Expression of the Divine Spirit. Satan is an angel of light. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Single quote: these words of mine shall be your confirmation that I will stay amongst you wherever you allow me to stay. Although I am not visibly with you, my spirit is nevertheless your constant companion, yet you yourselves open the door for it or you keep it closed, but then you cannot say that I am with you. You all can certainly let me be present if you want to draw me to you with your love. Indeed, with a high degree of love you would even be able to behold my image in you. Yet how few desire me and prepare an abode for me. How few shape their hearts such that they can receive me therein. Even so, I also come to meet those who feel no desire for me. I come to meet them in the Word, because only the Word can awaken love in them if they listen to it, think about it in their heart and act accordingly. This path to me is not difficult, and yet it safely leads to the goal of experiencing my presence, so that every person would then be able to say, "The Lord is with me always." Nevertheless, it requires profound faith to be convinced of my presence, and this faith can only be gained through love again. Consequently, love always comes first. Without love, no contact whatsoever can be established with me. Without love, everything that intends to make my presence credible are lies or formalities. You all should remember that no one can become aware of myself if he is devoid of love, but that everyone who lives in love will have me as a constant companion. However, my presence will always reveal itself in some form or other, through exceedingly strong faith, through a variety of spiritual gifts, through missionary work and the appropriate aptitude, through hearing my voice in the conscious state, through all kinds of helpfulness which require exceptional strength. Then my spirit will always and forever be at work, which is the obvious sign of my presence and can therefore not be denied by people who are unselfishly and lovingly active. You humans should pay particular attention as to whether and how the love for me and fellow human beings shows itself, then you will be able to test the origin of every such spiritual expression. But the right kind of love also guarantees the human being my protection against impure spiritual forces, which will indeed always encroach on you humans, but due to your nature, your will for truth and your urge to love will always be deterred, because they effectively sense my presence and retreat. However, occasionally they will find access if the person himself does not exercise strict discipline, that is, if he, with only the slightest unkindness, entitles them to do so. For unkindness embodies the one who lacks all love, but who also has power where it is granted to him. And that is why only love is the guarantee for my presence, and you are all entitled to examine this love if you want to convince yourselves of the truth of what is upheld to people as the working of the Spirit. I truly only face you with beneficial gifts. I will not offer you anything which might offend your heart. I am a God of love and loyal Father of my children, and if I speak to you, you will also be able to recognize the Father's voice, and you need not be afraid that you will fall prey to deception if my words affect you in a fatherly way. But you must likewise come to meet me like children. You must approach me full of love, otherwise you will not be able to hear me, or you will fall prey to my adversary, who wants to win you over with misleading words, who deceives you, at times even as an angel of light, if he can thereby accomplish success. Love is and always will remain decisive, and my adversary will never be able to draw near to a loving human being, because I will stand between him and the adversary, since I'm love myself. A good and kind-hearted person can therefore never be deceived by my adversary. Yet he can always approach those whose nature lacks love, whose selfish love is still too great, who want to be important in the world and try to make an impression, who lack true humility. I know the human hearts and keep away from those who are devoid of love, yet I will give pleasure to my children with my presence. And they can always rest assured that their love will invite me, that they then can entrust themselves to me, that I will take abode in them and remain with them because love strives towards love and inseparably unites. Amen.